Irreverent to LA Talk Radio.
You're listening to Sam in the Morning with Jen, only on LA Talk Radio.
Good morning, everyone. Welcome to the show. Today's, Wednesday?
Who knows what day it is?
It is February 3rd. I know that because it's our anniversary tomorrow.
That's right.
Yeah, both the show and the station.
How many we
started
years?
It. 13 years, Jen.
Wow. Can you
believe
it?
I know. Who would have believed, you know? I mean,
what were you doing before the 13 years?
I was doing a lot of things. You know, I had a computer animation business. That was in the early 90s, though.
Do you do computer animation?
Yeah.
I didn't know that.
Yeah. Well, I used to. Now I'm not, you know, there's a lot of new tools and stuff that are very complicated.
Yeah.
But
they like to make it seem like the new fun tech tools are so easy and make everything easier, but
right.
I think it's so much harder.
I know. But what happens is people's expectations change according to what you can produce with the software, you know.
Very true.
So when I started, I mean, it was 1990, Jen. I mean, we're talking 30 years ago.
I was 2 years old.
So then I was playing around with some software, and I thought, you know, I can actually make a business out of this.
Mm-hmm.
So I used some off-the-shelf software and stuff and was able to do some things. But then I went to a trade show and I saw this software that was working quality like Pixar and stuff.
Mm.
Back then, not like today, right?
Yeah.
But still, and it was $7,500. And I thought, fuck, gave me a discount because it was still beta version. It hadn't been released yet.
Sure.
But that was a game changer for me.
Mm.
I mean, I started doing animations on TV and stuff, and people were
going, wow,
you know? So I was doing it for companies like building a 3D their product and then making it explode and come into parts. And
that is amazing.
Right?
I love animation so much. I had no idea.
Yeah. You know, so it was a lot of things, but character animation was really not there yet. You know I mean? So we were just making plastic people and stuff.
Sure. Yeah.
You know, but other things worked great, you know, scenery and inanimate things and things like
sure.
that. So,
you just get sick of it, or you wanted to move on?
No,
or?
Let me get to that in a second. But the thing with it was that it gave me a new profession, you know, talking to myself, just to give you a perspective of so before Photoshop, things looked like shit, and then Photoshop came around, and then when you copy and paste things, you can't tell, you know.
Yeah.
Today it's a whole different ball game, but so. So I learned graphic design on my own and taught myself the animation and stuff. And that was great, you know, but I was growing, you know, I was getting work and stuff. And I needed to hire somebody, but I thought by the time I teach them, I might as well just do it myself, you know. It's very hard.
Yeah.
It's not easy. So so eventually I burned out after a few years, you know, I just couldn't do it anymore.
Yeah.
So you're
like time to go.
Yeah, so I sold it, you know, for not what it was worth, but at least
I got
out of it. But so that's how I ended up with that, but it was quite an experience. So today, a couple of years ago, I started playing with the new tools and everything. And God, the stuff you can do today, you know, I mean, you've seen all the character animation and
it's incredible.
Like that. Yeah.
I've nannied before and the things the kids watch,
right.
Some of it looks so, so real.
I know.
It's insane.
And it's getting, you know, like the live, so-called live action Lion King, you know, you couldn't tell. I mean, the animals look real, you know.
I haven't seen it actually.
Really?
Yeah.
Yeah. But I mean, all the animals are computer animated and it looks so real. It's unbelievable.
It's so crazy. And then you go and you sit down and you watch something like the original Star Wars movies and all the special effects and everything. Everything just
looks
so
amateur,
fake.
Right?
Yeah. And back then it seemed so real. You know, what we thought was amazing is you know.
I know.
Imagine what things are going to be in another 20 years.
I know. You know, it's unbelievable.
Yeah.
So, yeah, but I was playing with the tools a couple of years ago, and I realized how difficult it is now to do things. I mean, some of them are easier, but like I said, people expect more now, you know. So
yeah.
You really have to know this. And I thought, you know, so I entertained the thought of maybe getting into it
sure.
on the side and thing. And then I thought, you know what?
No.
It's too much to yeah. learn.
You can make a TikTok account with like, it could be like you learning how to do it.
Right.
People exactly. love that kind of stuff. They love seeing the progression of people learning how to do something better.
Yeah, it's true. And so I told you, I just started using TikTok, and I like it a lot.
Yeah.
You know?
Have you posted anything?
No, not yet. You know, I mean, it's got to be video, right?
Yeah.
What you post.
It could be video. You could also do like photo slideshows and then do a voiceover over it.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
But
it's not still pictures or anything or
it can
or
be.
Text posts and things like that.
Right? Not really.
Yeah.
Not really.
Okay. So it's a video platform, and it's got sort of like a theme to it. You know, people give you like tips and tricks about all kinds of things,
yeah.
you know. But it's funny because some people make fools out of themselves, you know, and it's really funny.
So many.
Yeah.
So many.
I started watching a show on HBO last night. It's called Fast and Famous or something. I don't know if you saw previews
no.
for it, but what they did is it's a documentary. So they searched. They got like 4,000 people interested.
Oh, wow.
And they wanted to take unknowns and see how famous they can get on social media.
Mm.
And if they can build their audience and everything.
That sounds
so
cool.
Yeah, you know, so they picked three. And each one only had like a few hundred followers. And they started showing you. And so, I mean, obviously I didn't finish it because I never do.
What platform were they using?
They were looking for Instagram, I think.
Oh, Instagram's dying.
Yeah?
It's on its way out the door.
Really?
Yeah.
So what's replacing it? TikTok?
TikTok, yeah.
Really?
TikTok's already replaced it.
Wow.
Yeah. People are on... The thing is, Instagram has such a complicated, it's a complicated
algorithm?
System of steps that you have to do to make the algorithm work for you.
Oh, okay.
It's a lot of work. You
really?
Have to post so consistently and everything.
Right.
Versus TikTok, where you just post the right kind of content and it will go viral. Like, I have a friend who only has 4 videos. He's a chef and he does, you know, kind of fusion ideas of traditional recipes
right.
and he just got like 30K or 35K on one of his videos in just 2 days.
Really?
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah. and Instagram Jeez. In the last month or so rolled out their new policy, which is that they now have access to your camera. So what they do is they watch your eye patterns through your camera. So it can, like, advertisements are on your screen, and based on your eye patterns, they can detect like what you're attracted to, what you're skipping over, what catches your eye, and things like that. So they you can read it right in the policy, like
really?
Right on Instagram. Yeah, they're both watching and listening to you and following your locations and stuff.
Oh, so my God!
They just rolled out all this.
We've totally turned ourselves into whores. You know, I mean,
mm-hmm.
it's like find out everything about me, no problem.
Yeah.
You know.
Yeah.
It's like it's scary, you know.
And everyone I mean, talks about Big Brother's watching and all this stuff, but like,
right?
We all have cell phones,
right.
You know. If you really want to be off the grid, don't have a cell phone or leave it at home, or
right?
You know
exactly. You know,
we've done it to ourselves.
Yeah, you know. The funny thing is, people are afraid that the they're trying to put chips on us with the vaccines.
Yeah,
and I'm thinking
we already
they don't
have
need,
one.
Yeah, we already have one. You know,
we already have one.
The phone goes everywhere with you. Like a couple things, like. It saves, like, all the apps you used
mm-hmm.
and places you've been.
Yeah.
You know,
there's a website like that you can go look up your own. It'll show you all the... Okay, so you know how, like, you make an email address, and then you start to have emails come in, and then after a few months, it seems like you're getting all this spam and all these
right.
emails from, like Bed Bath & Beyond is suddenly sending you things. So there's a website you can go on where it will show you everything that has been subscribed to you, basically like forced you into subscribing without your knowledge or subscribed for you without your knowledge. And you can actually unclick a lot of them. And it knows your age. It knows your
okay.
name. It knows your gender. It knows
yeah.
so many things about you.
Yeah.
It's
so
really
much for
crazy.
Privacy, huh?
Yeah.
No more privacy.
We don't want it.
We might as well get over it. You
we
know?
Think we want it, but we don't actually want it. You know?
I know. We sold ourselves, man. Wow.
So interesting. And like with the pandemic, like I think about this sometimes, like there's no, we're not in neutral spaces anymore, right? Like right. I'm on Zoom and I'm in my bedroom. Everyone knows what my bedroom looks like. People know what my apartment looks like. I know what their apartments look like. I just feel like it's, everything is just at home,
right?
You know,
yeah.
We're all just in each other's homes all the time.
Yeah, no, that's true, you know, but so in the movie, they're showing how, you know, what people do, like the lengths they'll go through just to take a picture mm-hmm. or a video in a certain place, you know.
Mm-hmm.
There's like, I don't know if you've heard of it, but they're showing there's a place in LA in Hollywood where there's a pink wall
mm-hmm.
and everybody has to go and take a picture there, you know. Mm-hmm. So people travel to Hollywood just to take a picture with that pink wall. I don't know what the story is with it, you know, but
haven't people ever heard of backdrops?
Yeah, you
they
know,
just buy some backdrops.
Exactly,
for the
you know,
wall.
But. Yeah, they want to show themselves, and also, you know, they do things that are fake and all this stuff, you know, that you can't really tell, you know, but everything, well, a lot of things are staged down there, you know. And
well, yeah, I mean, there's even a private jet company. It's not an actual private jet company, but they have private jets that you can pay hourly to come take photos inside of, so it looks like you're on a private
yeah, right.
jet. I know,
and they have sets. They showed a set of a private jet, and people take pictures inside of it. You know?
Yeah. Meanwhile, that person's like never been on a private jet before,
right? You know.
I mean, neither have I. But
oh wow, that's yeah. pretty cool. So anyway, so that's what social media is, and it's mostly people in their 20s. It seems like, you know, like 18 to 25 or something. That's what it seems to be. And everybody wants to be famous, you know, and so they get, sometimes they get famous for nothing, you know, for no good reasons.
It's but, so true. I think reality TV has a lot to do with that too.
Right. Because exactly. That's how it started.
Exactly.
You know?
Just looking in people's lives, watching people do mundane things, like watching the Kardashians go get coffee. Like people forget. And, you know, working in film has like changed a lot of that for me too, because growing up, it always felt like celebrities were so separated, but here I am in the same room with them all the time. And it's like, you know what I mean? Like they really are just people. And a lot of people don't see it that way.
Right.
They see it as this huge separation. The only separation is really your bank account.
That's true,
it,
right?
You know?
Yeah. But, you know, I mean, I don't know why people want to be famous, but they do, you know, I guess. I don't know. I think it comes from sort of like a lack of attention, maybe, you know, self-esteem,
so
whatever.
So many different reasons.
Yeah, you know, I mean, what's the need of like, please love me, daddy, you know? It's like, what the hell
love
is that?
Me, daddy.
I think they need that love, you know.
Sometimes, yeah.
But you're not going to find it with fame, man. It's the opposite, you know.
It's also a scarcity mindset. Like, you know, people will look at someone's Instagram who has a picture out on a private jet and they're posting their absolute best life. And, you know, the people I've met that do post like that, who aren't really living like that, are miserable.
Right.
They're miserable. They live with 3-5 roommates or, like, they're just not living how they seem like they're living. And I think that is the biggest thing people need to remember, is that not everything you see on there is real.
Right.
And the more, and I think TikTok is changing that a lot, because people are being really authentic and, you know, what society would have deemed gross.
Right.
a lot of times, like, people will show like acne and they're putting these like patches on that you can get at the grocery store. That's like for blisters or something. And it's like sucking all this stuff out of it, and then they're peeling it off and showing you, like, they're just showing this like real stuff that you would do privately,
like
in your bathroom.
Pimple popper or something.
Yeah,
or
totally. And so I think stuff like that is balancing the is balancing social media a little bit more, because people are like, oh, okay, like we really are kind of all living the same life in a certain aspect. I mean, it's all different, but in some way, like, we're all doing very similar things.
I know. Wow. And when I think of 2008, you know, so there were no apps yet. There was no, nothing. I mean, it was a different world.
We had iPods before that. Remember iPods?
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah. It was
but the phones
coolest.
Were just the flip phones, you know?
Yeah. Kyocera, my Nokia.
Yeah, yeah, you know. I mean, the most you could do is text, but that's about or take some pictures. Attack. Yeah.
The worst pictures. Yeah. So pixelated.
I know.
I would play like Brick Attack for way too long. Like, it's the most unstimulating game ever, but I would just be like, like zoned out. Playing Brick Attack.
I know. So if you try to remember where you were in 2008, to me, it's like, well, just thinking of the station starting, because I can't remember anything else that was going on. Right before I started the station, I was doing online marketing, like placing companies on Google and things like that, you know. So that was interesting. Usually when I would start businesses, it would be like, right at the beginning, you know, I would see like some tools that can give me the power to create something, you know. So that's what I was doing, and I was good at it, you know. And that was funny because I learned all that from having a few adult sites before that.
So funny.
I know. So I created a couple of adult sites. All you had to do is throw a few pictures on there. You know, you buy them, you throw them on there, and people pay, you know?
They sure do.
Well, they did back then.
Now they would call that like OnlyFans or something.
Yeah, you know?
Yeah.
But do they do like sex on OnlyFans, or is that like...
Yeah, people do some.
Really?
Honestly, like, I've just recently learned that there's stuff that's not sexual on OnlyFans. I mean, I know there's everything. There's a lot of fetish stuff on there.
I gotta check it out. I never think of going there.
You know? Honestly, there's people. Whenever people say like they're worried about their idea being weird or a bad idea, I'm like, look, there's literally a market for everything.
Yeah,
like there really is, for sure.
Yeah,
yeah.
Jeez, I know because some famous people go on there, right? It's not just porn stars and things like that.
Yeah. I mean, it's not even porn stars. It's just people, random people, and they're people who probably live on your street.
Right.
Just in their bedroom, you know, in the valley, just hanging out, doing things, you know, cleaning their room in their underwear or nude or whatever it is. But people are making money on there.
Really?
People are making a lot of money. This one girl made like $500K in the past 3 months.
Are you serious?
Yeah.
Doing what? Sex.
Whatever. I mean, it's just them by themselves on the site doing stuff around their house or whatever.
And $500,000.
She's making bank. And there's I've seen people make more than that.
Jeez.
It's mind-blowing.
Yeah.
And anyone can do it.
Really?
Anyone.
Maybe I'll go on there and take my clothes off.
I know. Find the foot fetish people and just model different nail polish or something. It seems pretty innocent.
Yeah, right? Wow, that's weird, man. I mean, the thing is that people, again, you know, people want to be famous, you know, and because, I mean, also followers brings money. And
supply and demand, though.
And revenue.
You know?
Yeah.
So if there's a market for it, people are paying for it.
Yeah.
You know? I mean, some people never show their face either. It's just like from the neck down.
Yeah, that makes sense.
Yeah, but still, there's like so much money. There was for a while this joke on TikTok. There was a song that came out that was like, "But I'm an accountant," and it was like, whatever. And it was talking about your family asking, like, "What do you do for a living? Like, you're making all this money," and it's them lying and saying they're an accountant because no one will ask questions, but really they have an OnlyFans account and they're making like thousands of dollars. So next time I find one, I'll send it to you.
Yeah. Really, well, I'm going to check out that site to see.
They're walking around with Prada bags and all this like fancy stuff. And I don't know. People just love spending their money on stuff. And
I know.
I just want to save and hoard it all and invest.
Yeah, and the funny thing though is that you know these people that go viral, what was I going to say? Fuck it, I don't know what I was going to say. Sometimes they get viral for stupid things, you know, things you wouldn't think, you know, like you said, like popping their pimples or something, or like makeup tricks and something, and you go. Nobody would know this person, you know, and suddenly,
nobody.
Yeah, and how it's like it's almost random as far as to who makes it and who doesn't, you know? I mean, because you have a million people doing makeup and stuff, but then suddenly somebody just breaks out, you know?
Yeah. And it's honestly, it's a great site too for artists. Like there's a lot of musicians that have, especially with the pandemic happening and stuff, like there's a lot of musicians who put their music on there. They do just at home videos of them making music and stuff, and their stuff goes viral, and they're able to get creator funds from TikTok. So they're making money just from posting their stuff on TikTok because enough people are watching it. Yeah. So I think for, I guess, artists and chefs and, you know, people who do these crafts who are really good at it, it's a great way for them to make a living, you know, and not have to like go sweat in a kitchen somewhere.
Yeah.
You know,
God, it's changed the entire world, you know, I mean, unbelievable. But, yeah, and an unrelated thing, I've been thinking of, I want to go to Hawaii, you know.
You're already ready for a vacation.
I'm ready for one, you know. And I took a road trip back in, when was it, in October, I guess. And I drove to, of course, I couldn't find anybody to take 2.5 weeks off from work. So I went by myself. It turned out to be great, you know, because I was thinking about it. You know, when you travel with someone, you constantly have to decide and to compromise where you're going to go.
Yeah, you're like, all right, come on, let's go. And they're right, like still getting out of the car. Yeah, you're like, come on, like, what are you looking for? What are you looking for right now?
Why are you stopping here, you know?
Yeah.
So I would just, so I had a blast. I drove to through Vegas to Utah. I saw some places in Utah that were amazing.
Cool.
And then I drove to Colorado. I was in all the ski resorts.
I love Colorado.
Yeah, Colorado was beautiful. I'd never been, you know. So I went to the ski resorts and only snowed in one, but it was like almost like a freak storm because at the time it wasn't even snowing yet, you know, raining or anything. It was kind of warm.
Yeah, they get
actually.
That there.
Yeah.
Denver's weird. Places in Colorado are really weird with that because it'll feel like 40 or 50 degrees and because you're a mile higher so the sun is warmer, but it like the sun will be fully out but it's also blizzarding. It's the weirdest thing. I've been there during a blizzard before. I was like, why is it like doesn't make sense.
I know, you know, I mean, I was in Aspen, it was all dry and everything, you know.
Yeah,
I mean and it's also during the pandemic, so all the snow resorts were closed and stuff, you know, like the skiing places and things like that. All the chairs, the chairlifts were just abandoned, you know. So, but then I drove to, and then I went to Vail, which is very nice as well.
Where's that?
Vail is not far from Aspen, you know. It's also up high, and it's also a ski resort. Beautiful, beautiful place there. And then I went to another ski resort in the same area called Breckenridge. And that's where I got lucky and it snowed. And I'd never been in snow, in a snow blizzard or snow falling at all, you know?
I love that.
So I had a blast. I started walking in the snow.
Getting back home.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, yeah. They're climbing out of a storm right now.
Yeah. Go figure. When I move away, it snows.
Yeah, right.
That's the only thing I like about the cold is the snow. Never snows, but I move away and it snows.
Yeah, I know. So so that was cool, you know. And then Denver was really the least of my favorites, let's say. Okay, because there wasn't really much to do there, you know.
Yeah, it's kind of more like a city.
Right, exactly, you know. So like the same with Salt Lake City, you know, the fun was going out of town to places that are around it, you know. I went to Boulder. Again, it wasn't snowing, so it was just a normal place, you know?
Yeah.
And I didn't see a lot of excitement there. Also, because of the pandemic, most of those main streets where people walk and stuff.
Closed.
Abandoned.
I know. You know. My brother lives in Denver, and I would go and visit him, and we'd just scooter around and go to all the shops and,
right, and
stores
usually
and bars.
A lot of people and stuff, right?
Yeah. It's a very social city.
I know. So, and then I was in Colorado Springs, which is not far from Denver, and that was beautiful. I mean, some nature that I'd never seen before, And I stayed at a hotel that looked like a castle.
Oh, I love
and
that.
I know, with like huge grounds and stuff. And
the U.S.
I mean,
is
I had,
beautiful.
I had deer walking by, you know, like 50 deer at the same time, you know.
They're so pretty.
Yeah, you know.
Like, I just think they're so pretty. They always have these like little eyelashes. I think they're so pretty. Every time I see a deer, I'm like, ee.
How do you see the eyelashes though on a deer?
I've seen them up close. They
really?
Just have these little lashes on the side. So cute. I love it.
But it's interesting to see them in a pack, you know, because there was one that was standing guard while the other ones were just like eating and stuff, you mm-hmm. know. And it's amazing how they know this stuff, you know.
They're very nervous animals.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But how do they know in the pack to have somebody watch over them, you know, to make sure nobody comes around?
They communicate in their own way, you know.
Wow. I mean, nature is amazing, you know.
Yeah.
It really is.
We don't give animals enough credit.
Right.
Yeah.
So then I came back through New Mexico. I went to Santa Fe, which was nice. You know, it's a nice, different kind of place.
Mm-hmm.
And then through Arizona and back. So that took me about 2.5 weeks, you know, mm-hmm. to because I stopped in every place and checked it out and stuff. So that was my vacation this year, you know.
Mm-hmm.
I also took a vacation. I drove up north to all the way almost to Oregon. Along the coast, you know, because I've never been on the coast. Was always as far as I went north. So beautiful places and stuff, you know, and that was right before the pandemic.
Mm.
When I got back, it was March 13, 14, where they started the lockdown.
Yep.
So right after I came back, and I thought, shit, I'm lucky that I got
that
to
you
go.
You got that trip in, yeah.
Right. So
and you got to do it safely too. You didn't.
Yeah,
you didn't get
yeah.
the Rona.
Yeah, I was able to because like that trip, I was able to socialize with people and meet people.
Mm-hmm.
But in
I mean,
the
that's
second
half
trip,
the fun in traveling.
Yeah,
you know.
I mean, you sit with people at the hotel outside, you know, by the fire and things like this. And now people are just keeping distance from each other, keeping to themselves, you know,
with
masks and shit. And you go, what the hell has happened to us, you know?
I know.
It's really hard, you know. I mean, I marked up the story here of, you know,
yeah.
killing themselves over this. And let's see, where was it here?
Mental health is at like an all-time bad right now.
It really is, you know. I mean, yeah. I got like a new therapist. I was online with her yesterday.
Oh, how'd it go? Good?
You know, a video visit is not the same, you know, as sitting there. Plus, what is she going to tell me, you know? What is she going to tell me that I don't already know about being depressed in the pandemic, you know?
Yeah.
So,
I mean, it's not about what she's going to tell you. It's about how she's going to help you manage that.
Right.
That's really what it's about.
Right.
Therapists aren't there to be like, this dissect you. They're just there to help you manage what you're feeling.
Right. But I'm saying, I mean, she would say, go work out, do this, do that, you know, get busy and all that. And I'm like, she didn't really, but I figure eventually she'd say that.
Mm-hmm.
And what am I expecting?
Mm-hmm.
Nothing, you know.
Yeah.
So
I mean, most of us already know that we need to get up and get out and do
right.
things. Sometimes it just helps when somebody is like, come on, just do it.
Yeah, I don't know about that, man. But yeah.
Like yesterday I went swimming. It was great.
Really?
The pool was freezing.
Oh, so you went when it was freezing?
Yeah.
Was that fun?
It actually was. Yeah, my roommate and I went together because they just opened our pool back up.
Yeah.
And they say it's heated, but it's like, there's like heaters just on one side of the pool that are not strong enough for the size of the pool. So it was freezing.
Wow. And it was a warm day yesterday though,
yeah,
right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I was like, all right, here it goes. And I just cannonballed in and I like took my breath away. I like came to the surface and was like,
I know.
He was like, is it cold? I was like, it's fine.
Isn't it dangerous for the heart to just jump in right away when it's really cold? Because I remember when I was a kid, I was at summer camp and they taught us to like to be like lifeguards and things like that. So you had to pass a couple tests, and they said always like wet your heart first, your chest, with the cold water before you jump in, you know, so it'll...
Well, it's not like icy cold water. Right, it's, but it's, still... it's California cold, so it was probably like 60 degree water cold. Or something, you know. It wasn't like
Titanic.
Listen,
if you were freezing, your heart was freezing too.
Yeah, I mean, I jumped in and I was like, whoa, like right. it was pretty brisk for sure, but it...
Yeah, I mean, we all do this, you know. I'm just wondering if it was true what they told us.
I'm sure it definitely adds some shock, but I mean, yeah. I feel like Russians do it all the time. They're fine. they live a long time.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, sometimes people, they do these things, right? When they go, when it's snowy and they go in the water in swimsuits and
now
stuff.
That's like...
That's crazy.
That right? I would definitely probably... The cold water on my
chest.
Oh,
okay. Would you do something like that?
Probably.
Then? Really?
Yeah.
Wow.
Probably. I'd be really scared, but I would do
it. I don't even go in the water here on the beach because it's so cold, you know?
Yeah, I know. The water here is cold.
Yeah.
What is that? It's supposed
cold
to be
currents.
Hot.
Yeah, well, cold currents in the ocean, you know? We're not exactly at an ideal place to swim in the water. It's not like Hawaii or Cancun, you know, where it's like always warm.
Yeah, I mean, the East Coast, it's at least warm at the end of the summer.
Really?
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's never warm here.
No.
I feel like September, it's still chilly.
Yeah. Yeah, because like I said, there's cold currents here. We're never going to get hot or warm water here, you know.
It's tolerable.
Yeah. Well, the surfers can handle it.
They
can. Know?
Well, they also have wetsuits on, which keep you pretty warm.
Yeah.
Yeah,
that's true.
And kids have no feelings, so
kids don't care. Wow. So yeah, what else is new, man? I mean, I have a lot of things here, but the Golden Globes nominees were announced, and I don't know any of the movies. I mean, have you seen any movies?
I've just seen what's been on Netflix.
Right.
Where has everyone been watching these movies?
I know. Well, I don't know where they've been watched. You know, I mean, it's not movies I even heard of. Where some movies they were played, like Disney had first run movies on Disney Plus, and Showtime, but HBO had Wonder Woman. A couple weeks ago.
Oh, I saw that. It was okay.
Yeah, I know. It's not that great, right?
The first one was great.
Right.
This one was okay.
Yeah, that's what most people said. Some people hated it, flat hated it. You know?
A lot. Everyone's blaming the director, apparently.
Really?
Yeah.
It wasn't the same director as the first one?
I don't think so.
Wow.
I don't know for sure, though. Ooh. I don't always pay attention to that.
Yeah.
I should. I don't.
Well, yeah, I guess somebody has to, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
But
they also have TV shows, which I've never heard of any of them either.
What TV shows?
The series, a drama series, The Crown.
Oh, The Crown, yeah. Everyone raves about The Crown. I started, I tried watching it, but it's just like, every time I watch that show, it's always like someone standing, looking out the window at like a carriage downstairs, and then somebody facing them behind them. And they're just like, it's just like very monotone discussion.
Right.
And then like, that's the whole show.
Wow.
And then like, there's like guys helping another guy, like put his suit on and make sure he doesn't have like lint on his shirt. It's like, I just can't get into it. I tried, like I got halfway through the first season and I was like, I can't do it anymore.
So that's about the royalty in the UK. Is that what it's about? Okay.
Yeah.
Then they had Lovecraft Country, never heard of it.
Mm.
The Mandalorian, you probably heard
People
of that one,
love
right?
that. I have not seen it.
I know. I saw the first one and it was like, eh.
That's
didn't
the one with Baby Yoda,
it.
Right?
Yeah.
Yeah, but Yoda's everywhere.
I know.
Everywhere is Baby Yoda. He's really cute, but like.
Right. A lot of memes with Baby Yoda. Did you see all the memes with Bernie Sanders?
Oh my gosh, with him sitting in the chair, of course. Of course. People got really creative with that. They were putting him everywhere.
I know. I was doing that too. It was fun to take the background out and put him in different places. But you know, they put him, this was funny. They put him over a video game. Like a Star Wars video game.
Oh my God.
So he's, but it's funny because he's like running away from people. He's using the sword, the lightsaber.
Oh my God.
It's just hilarious.
The internet was crazy that week.
I know.
It was like memes for days. I had, like, friends because they have outdoor dining in New York. Well, they just opened it back in LA, but in New York they had it, and I had friends that went out to dinner with, like, a few friends, and they would put him in the photo too, like at the head of the table or something. Right,
yeah,
it was funny.
I know. I found this family picture, and there was one. We went out for dinner with my parents and all that a few years ago, and there was like an empty chair at the table in the picture. So I put him there, and I said, you know, and I wrote, "I miss my family, going out with the family and stuff." And people like, "Oh, at first I didn't notice it was Bernie." So, I mean, it just fits so well.
So, you know? Good.
I know.
But Other Shark is awesome, yeah. I never thought Jason Bateman was that hot until I saw that show. And then I was like, Jason Bateman? Jesus. Okay.
I like him as an actor a lot. I mean, mm-hmm. and he's been in a lot of things, you know. Mm-hmm. So,
he's great.
Yeah, he's very good in everything that he does.
He's like funny when he's not funny.
Right.
You know, he's that kind of guy. Where he's, yeah. like, saying something very serious, and he's hilarious. You're like, that shouldn't be funny, but it is.
I know. Is he the brother of Justine Bateman? Do you know?
I have no idea.
You don't know who she is? She used to be on, well, Before Your Time. Yeah. There was a show called Growing Pain. Not Growing Pain, sorry. With Michael J. Fox. What was it
Spin
called?
City.
Family Ties.
I've heard of it. Family I haven't ties. Seen it, though.
So she was his sister, and met her. But now, man, she hasn't aged very well at all. She was on that film last night I was watching about. Mm-hmm. She, I guess, wrote a book about fame. Mm. So, yeah, some people don't age very well, you know,
yeah,
unfortunately.
It happens.
I know. And you go, wow, what happened to them, you know?
Life.
I think it's, yeah,
life
but
happens.
It's genes, you know. I think it's genes.
I think it's genes, and I also think it's how you take care of yourself.
Yeah,
you know, because I, you know, as much as I think genetics are a part of a lot of things, I also think people pass down their habits and their eating habits. Right. And when you pass down your eating habits, like I had to actively not eat the way my dad ate because my dad had an intestinal resection, so he could eat whatever he wanted and never gain weight.
Wow.
And when I was a kid, I was always keeping up with him. And so, like, I was a really, really fat kid, and he was not fat at all. So, you know, he passed down, like, eating habits to, like, constantly graze the day. And I've had to actively work to repair that.
Wow.
And it's made a huge difference.
Yeah,
for
wow.
sure.
That's interesting.
Yeah. So I think a lot of it's genetics, and a lot of it is just passed down habits.
Right.
You know?
Yeah. Or I guess if you do a lot of drugs and shit like that.
If you do a lot of drugs, drinking,
yeah,
you know, not sleeping well, just beating up your body.
Yeah, the body can't take it for so long, you know?
Yeah. I mean, it will definitely show results.
Yeah.
You know.
Did you see Demi Moore's new look?
No.
By any chance? She looks terrible. I mean,
oh, she's
yeah,
a
look
nice
at the,
lady.
She,
I met her
no,
last
I know.
Year.
I read her book, too. I like her. But she just did a surgery, and people can't believe she looks like that. You know, just do Demi Moore surgery or something or whatever. But, yeah, I mean,
it happens.
Why do people do this? You know, I mean, they look different.
Well, they do this because then there's also people sitting here saying that they don't age well.
Right.
That's why they do that. This is the thing that women have to go through is like people are like, oh, they're not aging well. They must not be taking care of themselves. And then they do something about it, like have surgery or procedure done. And then everyone's like, why are they having procedures done? That's so inauthentic. Like, why don't it change the way they look? You know, it's like it's a lose-lose for people, for celebrities and for women. And
yeah. Well, many men don't age well either, you know?
Well,
I mean,
yeah, absolutely. But the difference is when men age, it's usually, oh, he's more distinguished. But when women age, it's, oh, she's haggard. You know, the standard is so off for both. And a lot of men don't age well, you know. But
I know. But because, yeah, I mean, they put their body through hell, you know.
Mm-hmm.
But, yeah, I don't know. I mean, because sometimes I just feel, let yourself age, you know. I mean, Demi Moore did not look bad at all,
no. You
know. And with who else aged completely? Renee Zellweger, you know. She doesn't even look like the way she did, you know.
Yeah.
She's still pretty and everything, but it's like you can tell, you know.
I guess it's every person is just dealing with their own stuff when they look in the mirror, you know?
Yeah. They just get this Joker face, you know, like The Joker for Batman, you know, goes like that, you know, that's what they get.
It's just tightening. Yeah. It's tightening. And, wow. You know.
Would you do a facelift? Like where they lift the whole fucking skin and put it back?
I don't know.
Yeah.
I don't know what I'm going to look like in 20 years. Yeah. So we'll see, but I don't know.
Just for the process itself seems like so gross.
It's an intense process for sure. And there's way more things that people do now. Like they do facial threads where they actually put a string. They feed a string into your face with a needle. And then they use the string to manipulate how high your skin sits.
Oh, wow.
They also do a thing where they can put an injection behind your ear. So it creates a bump, which pulls the skin tighter over it as well. But that is that one is, I think, just temporary. It might last a good day or a couple days or something.
Right.
But...
I shouldn't know these things, you know, because it's gross, man.
I just know because people are starting these processes as early as 18 now. Wow. You know?
18.
Yeah. You know, I mean, think of like Kylie Jenner. I mean, I can't imagine what it was like growing up in the public eye like that. You know, but she started plastic surgery so young, you know, before her face. I mean, I feel like between 18 and 30, your face changes so much, like you just look different, you know, even if you look kind of the same. So I don't know. People are constantly coming after people for the way they look and then coming after them for how they're dealing with it. So,
That's fame. That's what people want. And then they regret it.
It's fame, but it's also, I mean, it's social media. It's in public.
It's a big price to pay.
Yeah, I mean, someone will always say something. Like, people say something to me all the time about my Monroe piercing hole. I don't even think about it most of the time. Everyone's like, you have a hole in your face. I'm like, thank you. Thank you. I didn't know.
People actually say that?
I will be in line somewhere. I mean, obviously before masks, but I'll be in line somewhere. And someone will be like, you have a hole in your face. Excuse me, ma'am, you have a hole in your face.
Wow.
I'm like, you're like 30. Like, it's not like you're like a 4-year-old that's like, mommy, why does that lady have a hole in her face? You know, that I understand, but like,
right.
And that's such a small thing. It's such a small thing too. Like, can you imagine you know, people who get nose jobs or get chin implants and just the things people are bullies. People say a lot of really mean things and it really gets in people's heads and it causes dysmorphia and it causes self-hate. And then people combat that with getting procedures done and. Yeah, it's just, such a runaround circle.
Yeah. How old is Kylie Jenner now, do you know?
21 or something.
21?
Mm-hmm.
Fuck. And she's one of the richest women probably, right?
Yeah, something like that.
Wow.
It's pretty amazing what she's been able to do.
What is she known for? I mean, she's got like a product line or two, right?
Yeah, makeup and...
But before that, she was just the sister?
She was just a Jenner.
Yeah.
You know? So...
What a life, man. What a life.
Yeah. Very I mean, I think that family definitely bred a lot of how people are on social media.
Yeah.
You know, for better or for worse. I think that's also a lot of why people just want to have their own little, like, channel reality show. And people buy into it. People love watching people do stuff.
Right.
You know? Like,
it fails sometimes. People like to see people
like
fail.
That too. Yeah, for sure.
Wow.
It's a wild world out there.
So some other shows, Schitt's Creek, right?
Awesome.
We've talked about that, I think, some time ago, but I thought the name was funny. But so the show is good, right?
Show is great.
Yeah.
So funny.
Who are some of the people on the show?
Eugene Levy,
right,
and his son, right. Daniel. I think his name's Daniel. Mm. Oh my goodness. Why can't I literally was talking about her 2 days ago. What's her name? Okay. Hang on.
Tina Fey or something?
No. Tina Fey wouldn't dare be on that show.
She wouldn't be on that show?
No.
Why? But it's a comedy, right?
Well, that show wouldn't dare have her on it.
Oh, okay.
I'm just kidding. Tina Fey, no offense.
The flight attendant also. Have you seen that on HBO? I started seeing that. That's with what's her name? That's her last name.
Her name. Catherine O'Hara. Ugh.
Oh,
I couldn't
okay.
remember her name for a second.
Let me see. Do you have a picture of her there?
Yeah.
Okay.
She was in Beetlejuice. She's been in so many things.
I don't know her, but
she's so funny.
Yeah. So, yeah, the flight attendant is good. She's from the Big Bang Theory show. Mm. And, I've never really seen a lot of that, but it's pretty good. I mean, it's not a bad one, The Flight Attendant, but I couldn't stay with it. Mm. Another one that I heard is very popular is Emily in Paris. Have you heard of that?
I've heard that is great. Yeah. I haven't watched it, though.
I know. It sounds like for women, right?
I feel like it just sounds like for really young people.
You think?
Yeah.
Okay, I don't know. What do I know about that? Okay, and then Best Actor. All on shows we never heard of, you know? What about the show Palm Springs? Have you seen that?
I haven't even heard of that.
Yeah. It's been around for a while. I don't know. I never got around to seeing it. But, yeah. And, yeah, The Queen's Gambit. I heard that's pretty good.
That was great.
Good.
That was really great. Yeah, for sure.
So it was? It's not running anymore or what? No new shows? No new episodes?
No new episodes. I mean, it didn't come out that long ago.
Right.
So it was good, though, for sure. I mean, I don't think they'll really have more episodes because it was more just a series telling a specific story.
I see.
But it was a true story.
Yeah.
I don't know.
So that's about this woman or a girl. Was she that is great at chess? And
yeah, she starts as a child.
Oh, okay.
And then becomes like a chess prodigy champion as a grown woman. Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah.
Sounds interesting. Maybe I should check it out.
Yeah, it's great.
There's a series called The Undoing. Have you heard that
one? I've heard of that, yeah.
That's with Nicole Kidman and what's his name? Grant. What's his name?
Hugh Grant.
Hugh Grant,
yeah.
Right?
Lou Grant.
Is that with them? Am I in the right movie? I think.
I have no idea.
Yeah. I just like see these things around. I don't really get into them.
Yeah.
Especially the series, you know. I can't see myself investing myself in so many episodes, you know.
Oh, I love it.
Do you?
I love it. It's so great.
I know. A lot of people say, oh, you just, just binge on it and sit and mm-hmm. watch one after the other.
Yep.
Because they have good cliffhangers and things like that.
Yeah. It's such a killer. It's such a killer.
Wow.
By the end of all the episodes, it's like 8 p.m. My back hurts. I don't feel good. I've just been like laying around all day. It's awful.
I wish I could get into it like that, you know? Keep me a little busier, maybe.
I guess.
Yeah.
I think it's better not to. Like, I'm an actor. It's homework.
Yeah, exactly. Wow. Do you know who Jennifer Coolidge is? I think she's an actress or something.
Yeah. I do. She's funny. She's a comedian.
Oh, okay. Yeah, an actress. So she revealed that she was on vacation in Hawaii many years ago, right? Mm. And there were two men she wanted to date. She met two separate guys, right? So what she did, she pretended she had a twin, and she went to one and then the other. So that's pretty funny, you know?
That's actually a great premise for a movie.
Right. She says, I dated both guys for 2 weeks.
I love it.
Yeah. I guess the guys had to know each other for her to come up with the lie, right? Otherwise, it wouldn't matter.
Yeah. I love that. That's so good.
Yeah.
I wonder, like, if she, like, how would you decide who knows your real identity versus your fake name? Or would you just make up two fake names to make it even?
I don't know how it worked.
So ridiculous.
Yeah.
I love that, though.
I know. People do all kinds of things, man. I'm telling you.
So funny. Imagine. Yeah. That's so much work.
Yeah.
That's so much work. I would never do right? that.
It must have been worth it.
I hardly want to go on one date.
They're probably very hot guys. You couldn't decide.
I guess so, right?
Yeah.
Oh, my goodness.
Yeah. And, there's some bad news here. I don't want to talk about this. But Russia and China being a threat and all that, you know, I don't want to get into that. But we live in dangerous times, you know. Did you ever see that, they call it the world clock, I think, or something?
Mm. Is that the one in New York?
No, I don't know. But it's like they're telling you how close we are to midnight, which is midnight would be when we destroy the earth, you know?
Oh, okay.
Like, so the amount of danger we're in. Mm. So they're saying we're like only a few minutes to midnight, you know? Mm. And it's been like that for a while because we've got nuclear weapons now and all that shit, you know? Yeah. And it's just like, man, that's scary stuff, you know? I don't want to think about it.
I always felt like I'd be alive during the apocalypse.
Really?
Since I was a kid, I've been saying that. I'm like, the apocalypse will happen in my lifetime. I don't know why I feel that, but I will.
Yeah, well, it's called coronavirus, I think, for now.
I don't know if you remember, like 2 or 3 weeks before we shut down for COVID, we were on air, and I just remember saying to you, I don't remember what episode it was, but I remember saying, I was like, things just are moving really weird right now. I just feel like something big is about to happen.
Really?
I said that on air like 3 weeks before.
Wow.
And hey, it's not a big deal. I was like, I don't know. I just feel like something crazy is going to happen.
Wow.
And I thought about that like a month into quarantine. Yeah. I was like, hmm.
Yeah. You see, I remembered when one of the hosts came to the station one day. It was a Sunday. And she's like, oh, have you heard of the virus in China? And because they were closing up, locking down. And I said, no, man. And I just thought, you know, these things always happen in Asia. Who cares, you know? We had SARS. We had all this stuff, and it didn't really affect us. So I didn't think much of it. And then look what happened, you know?
Yeah. It's wild.
Yeah, life during Corona, man.
We'll get through it, hopefully.
Anyway, Jen, we're at the end of the show.
Fine.
I was hoping my friend would call, but he's probably... too busy.
Binge watch is good.
They try to get me to buy silver on Sunday. They were so manic about it. The twins,
you were telling me.
Right. And it went down.
What are their names down. Again?
Doug and Don.
Doug and Don, that's right.
Right. And so they try to get me to buy silver, and I wouldn't. And then it went down. And I told them, so much for you guys knowing about the future.
Yeah, seriously.
Everything you guys tell me about the future is wrong, you know?
Yeah.
So relax.
Man.
So yeah, we had a bet on a political outcome, and of course I won, but I haven't seen my money.
We should call them on air next time.
I know.
Where's
give
my
me
money?
My money, man.
Yeah.
I couldn't take it from them, but just for the hell of it.
Yeah,
know?
Seriously.
All right, everybody. Jen, thank you.
Thank you.
This is very pleasant, I think, to come here. Beautiful outside, so maybe we'll go and do something outside. I don't know. I always say that, but
Let me go to the pool again.
You're going to go to the pool again?
Maybe, yeah.
I don't think it's going to be that hot today, but we'll more power to you.
Yeah.
You know?
It's good for your metabolism.
Yeah. All right, everybody, we're grateful you're listening. Thank you so
much
for tuning in, and we'll see you on Friday.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
You're listening to Sam in the Morning with Jen, only on LA Talk Radio.